Jesse Corcoran Podcast.
The category tonight, top 10 messages left on the answering machine of the Cubs fan who tried to catch the foul ball in game 7. Yeah. It was in the 8th inning, and when he went after the foul ball, the Marlins were behind 3-0. And after that moment, the Marlins went on to score 8 runs and defeated the Cubs 8-3. Top 10 messages left on the answering machine of that Cubs fan who tried to catch the foul ball in game 6. Here we go, number 10. You owe me $7.50 for the beer I threw at you. Number 9. I'm with Century 21. Heard you might be moving. Number 8. Hey, I just got back in the country. How was the game? Number 7. Don't worry, I'm sure we'll get another shot at the World Series in 2098. Number 6. This is Pete Rose. You cost me 50 G's, jackass. Number 5. Hey, it's Don Zimmer. Thanks for taking the heat off me. Number 4. Hi, this is Mike from Hasbro. I'm calling to verify some information for your Trivial Pursuit question. Number 3. Have you heard about Northfield Medical's great prices on cosmetic surgery? Number 2. Hey, it's Bill Buckner. You want to hang out? Number 1. Hi, Rush Limbaugh here. Give me a buzz if you need something to take the edge off. There you go.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Friday, June 24th, 2022, 140 days remaining in our American democratic system of government. As we have noted, how are you doing? It's JCU, or at jcontheline.com. I don't know, I say 140 days remaining. We may not get there. The testimonies yesterday in the January 6th investigative committee, I'm just running out of words to describe what we're watching. Let me tell you something. I do not like Donald Trump one damn bit. But yesterday, as it got into the later hours of the afternoon, I was thinking to myself, all right, take it easy on the guy already. I was like, holy crap. You want to talk about being nail gunned to the wall. And this thing's not even over. It's not even over. There's Kristen on Channel 4. I just want to see if they're still talking about 100 tomorrow. Cubs and the Cardinals have a day game Saturday afternoon, and yesterday's forecast said 100. Let's see what she's saying here. Hold on.
So here's my forecast. This morning, we're warming through the 70s.
How great a timing was that?
This afternoon, I'm forecasting a high of 92. So very similar to yesterday, humidity.
Talk to us about tomorrow.
It's hot, but it's dry. And then this evening, maybe you're heading out to the Muni to see Camelot, heading into those seats maybe around 8 o'clock, partly cloudy in 86. By 10:30, we're 79. So it's not too humid, just warm and dry. So a nice night for that, a nice night for whatever you might be doing.
All right, sounds good, Kristen. As we mentioned at the top of the hour,
stop talking. It's the weekend, and we don't get the weather forecast for the next day? What sort of weather forecast is that? And that's not her fault, by the way. The producers and the consultants do that because they want you to hang around. Oh, yeah, the weather. Oh, great. I'd like to plan my weekend. And then you sit there, and they only give you one day. And now you're like, when are you going to do the whole thing? Mission Taco was on fire? Hold on.
Workers here and the manager, the general manager is out here. They've been waiting.
The one in the Central West End caught fire?
How bad it is inside. They've been told what they might expect, but they have no clue as of yet. If you tilt up just a little bit, you can see on top, this is the second story. This is where the flames bursted through some of those windows.
So the Mission Taco in the Central West End has apartments above it, and it's the apartments that caught fire, I think. That's what they're saying.
Investigation this morning.
And then Salt and Smoke is right next to it. That's right.
Wires inside that Ameren had to come out.
Salt and Extra Smoke.
That was causing issues this morning for the firefighters. But again, we know no one has been injured this morning. If you take a look.
Euclid and McPherson there in the Central West End. All right. Want to get a plug in for JC's Roots of Rock Sunday show on K-Wolf. We're still waiting. So I mentioned this yesterday. I'll say it again. I have not heard from the boss in 4 or 5 days now. And that's really, really good news because that means they're crawling around up on that tower trying to get those, they're called elements. You put the things up there and then that broadcasts your radio station. So as we've been talking about it, the radio station has been on the air in the Westplex at 101.7. And we're getting ready to turn on the St. Louis signal at 101.5. There's nothing there yet because, like I said, they're crawling around up there. And you don't want to fry them. I remember asking an engineer a long time ago, what if you climbed all the way? People are under the mistaken impression that, you know, when you see a broadcast tower, somehow it's the whole tower that's broadcasting the radio station. It's not. The tower is just there so that way, way, way at the very top, you can hang these gray little things. Almost looks like cell phone tower stuff. They mount that stuff at the very top of the stick, as we refer to it, and that's what broadcasts your station. And I remember asking, what would happen if you crawled up there while the station was going? you'd probably burn up. I don't know. I think I'd pay to see that. But anyhow, I digress. So right now, until we can get the St. Louis signal turned on, which should be, I mean, literally any day, we'll let you know. You're not going to miss anything. So for right now, you got to go to 101.7 out in the Westplex, or you can listen online at k-wolf.com. Don't forget the dash, k-wolf.com. And on Sunday morning from 9 to 11, we're going to have a really good show this week, starting with the Rose of Cimarron from Poco. We've got some Allman Brothers, classic Allman Brothers, in memory of Elizabeth Reed. Fab Four with the Beatles. Our twin spin is with the Guess Who. Our theme, our 10 o'clock kickoff thing, we always start the second hour of the Roots of Rock weekend show with a theme. And because it's the Cubs Cardinal weekend at Busch, it's all bands and singers and acts and stuff like that that are from Chicago, a little Lakeshore Drive in there. Our JC Celebrity A-List interview is Bill Murray's Recollections of Harry Carey. It's really, really cool. And then we've got some Marvin Gaye and some Martha and the Vandellas on our Motown Moment. So, great show, 9 to 11, little Motown, little Beatles, little pop, some oldies. It's a really, really good show. Again, 9 to 11, k-wolf.com, 101.7 in the Westplex, and coming soon to a radio near you in St. Louis as soon as we can get that signal turned on at 101.5. Well, there's such a thing as a punch to the gut. I got a guy in Cincinnati, and for a long time he was in charge of hundreds of news talk radio stations across the country owned by one company. And this guy was an early fan of mine. And one of the things I didn't know until I met him years ago was that he was from Buffalo, New York. And of course, that's where I was right before I got to St. Louis. I was there in 82 and 83. And I have a lot better memories of Buffalo now than I did when I left. Turns out some of the people there have become lifelong friends. There was something about Buffalo that Buffalo and J.C. Corcoran didn't mix well, and I couldn't wait to get out of there. But now, in retrospect, in hindsight, you got all these friends, all these people that I met there. It was a very exciting time to be in broadcasting, and of course, that was the last stop before I hit St. Louis, and you know, all the work that I had done and all the moving around that I had done in the broadcast business, 10 moves in 10 years, finally paid off when I got to St. Louis in 1984. So anyhow, I ended up not going to work for this guy out of Cincinnati, you know, by way of Buffalo. But again, we became very, very good friends. And he's one of those married guys that you never see a picture of him by himself. His wife is always in the shot. These two, absolutely inseparable, and married for something like 35 years or something. The other day, she slips and falls, hits her head on something, and yesterday they had to pull the plug on her. That's how quickly your life can be permanently altered. One minute, she's there. She's a perfectly healthy, happy, outgoing, cheerful wife of this guy. She slips, just an accident, slips, falls, hits her head, and that's it. You're out. I'm telling you, treasure whatever you have, you know, whether you've got a lot or you've got just enough, or you have very little, whatever it is, cherish it, because you never know when it's going to be taken away. Then you got to think of something to say on the Facebook post when you explained what happened. You don't want to just say thoughts and prayers. You know, I always like to put something up that constitutes some thought. And all I could think of yesterday after staring at the screen for about 20 minutes, just trying to get over the shock of the whole thing, I make my living with words, and I don't have any words right now. But take some solace in looking down here and seeing the hundreds and hundreds of people who just in the last hour saw this and put up some sort of post of support and empathy for the situation. Like I said, though, cherish what you got. Could be gone in the wink of an eye. The hockey season could end tonight, which is probably not a bad thing considering next weekend is the 4th of July, and these guys all have to report to their fall training camps in mid-September? Good grief. Not much of an off-season, huh? Country sort of took one step forward and one step back yesterday. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the Constitution provides a right to carry a gun even outside the home, out in public. And then the U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan gun deal for the first time in three decades. 15 Republican senators joined Democrats in passing the gun safety package, and one Republican says they feel the legislation saves lives without infringing upon Second Amendment rights. Tomorrow, I will have fun messing with people. This is one of these things I do every year. I do it every single year, and I'll even do it to strangers and like people in checkout lines and stuff, and I'll bring it up, and you say this, and then you duck so you don't get hit with a can of tomato sauce. Tomorrow is the six-month mark until Christmas.
Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the f*** he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. These kids great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right. Which one of you little f***ing stole all the f***ing candy canes? Ah, nice. Nice kids. Where'd you get them from? A f***ing jail? Reform school brats. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
Well, that turned ugly pretty quickly. Joe Pesci, man. Joe Pesci, the best. I don't have to tell you, when we were kids, the Midwest usually had snow on Christmas. It almost always had snow on Christmas. Now, it's like 65 degrees on Christmas. Here's another attention getter. Colorado may lose half of its snow in the next 50 years. Yeah, just wait till the entire skiing industry collapses. Colorado without snow, it's next. Missouri without meth. And what the hell was Nazi Germany thinking back in 1939 when they claimed part of Antarctica? There are a lot of theories on why they did it. Some people said they were setting up a naval base there, and some people said they were trying to contact UFOs. Why in Antarctica? I have no idea. The story doesn't explain it. A shortage of pyrotechnic workers could put a damper on the 4th of July. Several cities around the country have had to cancel their displays or move them to a different state. Ocean City, Maryland was supposed to have two displays on the 4th, but the company they hired doesn't have enough people, so now they're doing smaller displays on the 3rd and the 5th. And just to show you how screwed up the workforce is, and it's not just in this country, it's all over the world, between parts and labor, somebody figured out it would cost about $878 million to build the Great Pyramid today. That is, if you could even find people to work, which probably would be a bigger challenge than the actual cost of the materials. talking about the hockey season may come to an end tonight. It won't be long before you're hearing news about football. We already heard that Gronkowski is retiring. A lot of people refuse to believe that, by the way. They think it's either a stunt or he'll think about it because that's what they do in Florida. You go to Florida, you quit, and then a couple of weeks later you say, you know what, I changed my mind. This one's for real. He's not coming back. He's already talking about all the stuff that he wants to do. He's moved on from football. It could be argued that he had moved on from football for a while. Anyhow, you might think the artists that get contacted about performing at the Super Bowl halftime show are just absolutely stoked to do it. Apparently, it's not always the case. Jay-Z turned it down when he was told he'd have to bring Rihanna and Kanye to perform Run This Town. Rihanna turned it down in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. She says she couldn't be a sellout or an enabler for an organization, meaning the NFL, that she doesn't agree with. Adele, they were like, Adele, this is great. We love your music, so you just come out here and you sing and you dance around. And she's like, hold it. I don't dance. And the people who produced the NFL halftime show are like, no, we need people who dance. Dolly Parton, Katy Perry asked her to appear in a performance, but Dolly turned it down because her husband wasn't well at the time. Pink turned it down because she said everybody that does it gets persecuted, and also she'd probably take a knee and get dragged out of the place. Those are all pretty good reasons, by the way. Also, if I'm not mistaken, the acts get paid nothing. You get paid nothing to perform at the Super Bowl. Their feeling is, you know, you get to perform at halftime on a stage of a billion people around the world. That's your payment. Typical NFL thought process. See that story earlier this week, I guess it was, where Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's daughter got an OnlyFans account. OnlyFans, if you're unfamiliar with it, it's like pay-per-view porn. You subscribe to a certain person who performs pornographic stuff, and then you watch it, and then you pay for that. Now, Denise Richards said, I think I'll do that too. So now she has an account of her own. Meanwhile, and this is a weird one, Netflix has a new show called How to Build a Sex Room. It premieres on July 8th. In every episode, an interior designer visits a couple, figures out what they want, and then builds a room to meet their sexual needs. What the hell are people doing in their bedrooms? I got a friend who is from Springfield, Illinois. I met her when she was in St. Louis, and then she moved to Florida, and I had lunch with her, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. And she has fake boobs, and she recently had to have one replaced because it burst during an episode of Rough Sex. Now, you can't tell somebody that and then not give them the details, but she refused to. So I got to get her liquored up next time we go to lunch, and maybe I can find out what the hell happened. What are people doing? I've had sex, and I can't remember doing anything that would cause somebody's boob to break. Clean up an aisle 6. Starting today on Apple TV, series premiere of Loot, starring Maya Rudolph as a woman trying to figure out her life after an $87 billion divorce settlement. There's something funny about that. I don't know what it is. Also on Netflix today, The Man from Toronto, Kevin Hart, as a sales consultant who gets mixed up with the world's deadliest assassin after a case of mistaken identity. Also, Woody Harrelson and Kaley Cuoco in this. I will see anything Woody Harrelson is in. The guy is amazing. He is one of our most underrated actors. I swear to God, the guy can do anything. Also, when I read this morning about an hour ago as I was setting up the podcast, I laughed out loud at this. Starting today on Netflix, Man vs. Bee. It's a comedy starring Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bee, as a guy desperately trying to get rid of a bee while house-sitting at a luxurious mansion. I can't wait to see this, because a little bit of that guy, that Mr. Bee and stuff, a little bit of that guy goes a long way. But when he's rolling, you wet your pants laughing at this guy. Remember his scene in Love Actually? Alan Rickman is trying to buy this necklace for his sign action at work, and he's trying to do it while his wife, Emma Thompson, is shopping. He's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
and Mr. Bean, it takes like forever to to just take this thing and put it in the box. Oh my God, it's the funniest scene in the movie. All right, tonight, Julie Andrews. I'm with Jimmy Fallon, and Natalie Portman is on Jimmy Kimmel, but that show is hosted by Sean Hayes. Everybody else is off. The movie The Lion King, released on this day back in 1994, 28 years ago. If you had little kids back then, you know exactly what I'm thinking. Oh, God, not that soundtrack again. It got to the point where my daughter would be sitting in the back seat, and she would just yell out numbers, track numbers. Number two, number five. She had them memorized. All right, birthdays today. Mindy Kaling is 43. Kurt Smith, who I didn't know was the other singer for Tears for Fears. I like Tears for Fears a lot, but possibly the greatest name in rock and roll history, one of the members of Tears for Fears, Roland Orzabal. Kurt Smith, 61 today. Mick Fleetwood, 75. Jeff Beck, 78. Birthdays tomorrow, Ricky Gervais, 61. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, 68. Jimmy Walker, Mr. Dynamite, 75. Carly Simon is 77 tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Ariana Grande, 29. Aubrey Plaza, I don't know. I go back and forth on this chick. Guys already know this, but ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little saying that men have. Men say this to one another all the time. They never say it around women. They only say it around other guys. The phrase is, don't stick your dick in crazy. Aubrey Plaza, she's right on the dividing line there. I don't know. 38 today. Jason Schwartzman from Rushmore, 42. Derek Jeter, 48. Gretchen Wilson, Pocahontas, Illinois. Hello, 49. I don't know how this ended up happening. I only know that it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a fever that you can't deny. Gotta get together with my friends to see my Redbirds fly on the TV or at the ballpark or on the radio in my truck. Me and Grandpa used to listen to Mike Shannon and Jack Buck. Yeah, I can feel it coming. One thing I know for sure.
Don't like country, but that's actually not bad right there. Gretchen Wilson, 49. Is this tomorrow or Sunday? I've lost my place. Sunday. Chris O'Donnell, who I'm trying to remember what his connection is to St. Louis. I know he has one, though. He may have lived here for a while. I don't know. 52 today. Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation, 52. Sean Hayes, 52. Terry Nunn, lead singer from Berlin. No more words. And, of course, You Take My Breath Away, which was used in Top Gun. We had her in the radio station in Buffalo, New York, back in the early 80s. She's a tiny little thing. She's all right, 61. Patti Smyth from Scandal, Goodbye to You, The Warrior, and Married to John McEnroe. Patti Smyth, 65 today. And Chris Isaac, Well, I Don't Want to Fall in Love, 66. I mentioned Mick Fleetwood's birthday just a moment ago. That was a real surprise. We were on the radio station, The River, when this was happening back in mid-90s, I guess. Yeah, mid-90s. And Fleetwood Mac was no more. They were on hiatus. We didn't know that they were getting back together again. Of course, they did. But back then, we didn't really know. And so Mick is like, nah, I'm starting up a new band. So he did. And Becca Bramlett was in the band, the daughter of Bonnie Bramlett,
far away and oh so long ago, I fell in love with you before the second show.
You know, nobody has ever done that song justice. The Carpenters version was so sappy. And then I think Rita Coolidge did one version. And obviously Bonnie Bramlett did one. That is an absolutely sensational piece of music. But I just don't think that anybody's ever come along and done the definitive version of it. Somebody needs to do that. So sure enough, you know, gets off the elevator, a very, very tall guy. People have no idea how tall Mick Fleetwood really is. He's got to be, I don't know if he's in like Skip Webber territory, but it's close.
We were talking about this earlier. You start out as a blues band, then you go through the like the Hypnotized days and Bare Trees and Sentimental Lady and Bob Welch and all that. Right. And then you get Lindsey and Stevie coming in, and then they split, and then Fleetwood Mac kind of takes a hiatus for a while. And then you put out some solo stuff along the way, and now you got this reincarnation of the band. I mean, maybe it's a dumb question because everybody would say, oh, come on, super group of the 70s, Lear Jets, millions and millions of dollars on a concert.
My God. God.
Is it an easy answer to say that that was the best days in all the years of Fleetwood Mac?
They were probably the craziest days. I mean, in terms of what happened in during that period, it was basically a sort of a mutant event, because the album was one thing, which I'm talking about the Rumours album, really, that it took on such great proportions that no one could have imagined would have happened, you know, in terms of the success of the album. And we spent half our time talking about things, how much money we made, how many albums, which was phenomenal. It's still probably a record in terms of a band. It's still a mega, mega album. So in terms of an event, I think it's very unlikely that you're ever going to strike lucky like that twice.
Well, you know what I'm getting at, though, because cynics would say, Mick Fleetwood, it's like, well, you know, he had those great days with Fleetwood Mac when they were the super group and all that. Right. How can this be any fun now after coming off of that? But I'll bet you, from a creative standpoint, you're having a great time now.
Absolutely. I mean, the history of Fleetwood Mac has been synonymous with regards to doing that. Unlike, you know, a lot of people in Europe, for instance, a lot of people here don't realize Fleetwood Mac's been going since 1967, when, of course, we were virtually unknown here, but very well known in Europe. In fact, in those days, we were even 1 year outsold the Beatles, and which is sort of unbelievable. I don't even believe it, but it is true. And that was with the blues lineup, sure, that you were first talking about. So for us, it's a very normal thing to be carrying on, and that's what we're doing. And unlike a lot of people, our breaks are sometimes looked at as, for sure, they've broken up. We've never broken up. We've always kept going. And
people are always so busy to try to get to the point where they can say, they're broken up.
They thought we were going to break up before we did the Rumours album. Because,
that's the name.
Kill each other.
There was there's no way they're going to make that another album.
Blow up.
You know, the cool thing about that interview was you couldn't have done that during any of the Fleetwood Mac heydays, because you don't get to Fleetwood Mac. They don't let you near Fleetwood Mac. They don't do interviews. Once in a blue moon, somebody from the band will show up at a magazine or something like that. But by and large, forget it. You're not getting to Fleetwood Mac, and certainly not local people. They might do something for a network, but, you know, just a local radio station? So the only way that something like that can take place is in an environment like that, where he's trying to sell something, he's trying to get something going. And you get him in a nice, private, intimate situation. He's in there with the rest of the band members. They're all having a good time. Trust me, the venue has a lot to do with the quality of the interview in a lot of cases. All right, David Letterman did his last NBC show on this date in 1993. In 2009, all of the radio stations in our group, and there were five of them at the time, we were on K-Hits, and we had to set up. I shouldn't say we had to, but it was down at Francis Park. It was some sort of thing to promote the Hill, and we're down there broadcasting live, and we'd already heard that Farrah Fawcett died, and we got the word that Michael Jackson had died, and everybody started running around like they were chickens with their heads cut off. You had David Spade over at Channel 4 back on this date in 1993. We got along great because we started talking about the Coneheads, and he was in the Coneheads movie, but we were talking about a sketch they did on Saturday Night Live, and this was years before David Spade became a cast member, but it was when they had the Coneheads on Family Feud. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen, and when they went to Fast Money, I don't know why I remembered this my entire life, but I did, and surprisingly, he knew it too, so we were going back and forth trying to top one another. I think he was impressed. Name something you eat with eggs.
Fiberglass.
Name a form of transportation.
The foam shoe.
Name a famous leader.
Zithron the Insistent.
And we were going back and forth like that, cracking each other up because we both had accidentally memorized it, I guess. I was in L.A. on this date back in 1990 for a movie called Quick Change. Gina Davis, Jason Robards, and Bill Murray. And matter of fact, you're going to hear part of that interview with Bill Murray coming up on JC's Roots of Rock Sunday show this Sunday morning, 9 to 11 on K-Wolf and K-Wolf.com. K-Wolf is at 101.7 in the West Box, as we said. We had Dana Carvey in the studio along with Dick Ford on this date back in 1988. What a show that was. And down in Houston on this date in 2013, Weird Al Yankovic came in and sat with me for an entire hour of the show. Maybe I'll play some of the stuff next week. I'm out of time here today. Sunday, the first of two nights with Van Halen in 1984 at the Old Barn. Had Roger McGuinn from the Byrds in the studio on this date in the year 2000. Simon and Garfunkel, 2004 at the Savas Center. One of the best shows I've ever seen in my life, and maybe the reason why is because I wasn't necessarily expecting it, but boy, what a show that was. And on this date in 1998, we were in Pasadena, California, seeing the very first screening of Saving Private Ryan. Most of you had the advantage of knowing ahead of time that the first 22 minutes of the movie were really, really going to knock you on your can. We didn't have any warning. We had no idea what we were about to see, and they had us in an unusual situation. It was a critics screening room. There were probably only about 40 seats in the place, and they started that movie, and I'm telling you, you could hear a pin drop in that place. We didn't know what we were about to see. And you know my feelings about reality TV. I don't like it at all. But, you know, every once in a while, you got to do a story. And on the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, the ladies got into a heated discussion about vaccines. Turns out the only needle they could all agree on is the one with the Botox in it. And with that, we say that's it for the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Friday, June 24th, 2022, 140 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We are here every weekday morning right about this time with our podcast. We archive everything right here on the website so you can go back and binge if you miss anything. Email me at jc@jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Again, our Roots of Rock Sunday show, Sunday morning 9 to 11 on k-wolf.com. And if you're in the Westplex, you can hear it at 101.7. We're rocking Americana, and we'll be turning on that St. Louis signal literally any day now. Cards Cubs weekend, hot weather, pools are open. 4th of July is next weekend. We live in exciting times. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.